Hamer's work. Would Hamer's work discredit the idea that there is a God? Not necessarily. As Hamer himself says, "My findings are agnostic on the existence of God. If there's a God, there's a God." Just knowing what brain chemicals are involved in acknowledging that is not going to change the fact. Indeed, in the Time article, Buddhist studies professor Robert Thurman argued that the finding would bolster a popular Buddhist concept that we inherit a spirituality gene from our previous incarnation. Smaller than an ordinary gene, it combines with two larger physical genes we inherit from our parents, and together they shape our physical and spiritual profile. As Thurman sees it, the spiritual gene helps establish a general trust in the universe, a sense of openness and generosity. But what evidence is there that any spiritual gene literally exists? Hamer's evidence. The basic idea behind Hamer's work is that self-transcendence is an adaptive trait, a trait that promotes survival and the ability to produce fertile offspring. As such, he sought it in a gene that we inherit because it is useful. He studied 9 genes that promote the production of brain chemicals called monoamines, including serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. These chemicals regulate mood as well as motivation. Monoamines are the chemicals that antidepressants attempt to control. He argues that a variation in a gene known as VMAT2, VMAT2, vesicular monoamine transporter, is the God gene responsible for coding this adaptive trait. According to his findings, VMAT2, a C rather than an A at position 33050 of the human genome, seemed directly related to volunteer scores on the test for self-transcendence. Volunteers for whom the nucleic acid cytosine, C, was found in one specific place on the gene ranked higher. Others for whom another nucleic acid called adenine, A, occupied the same place, ranked lower. So, he argues, a single gene change relates directly to self-transcendence. Incidentally, one thing Hamer did not find was any correlation between self-transcendence and anxiety, which contradicts Alper's central thesis that religious beliefs arise from anxiety. Hamer bolsters his contention with twin studies that appear to show that identical twins are similar in religiosity. He argues, "Children don't learn to be spiritual from their parents, teachers, priests, imams, ministers, or rabbis, nor from their culture or society. All of these influences are equally shared by identical and fraternal twins who are raised together, and yet the two types of twins are strikingly dissimilar in the extent to which they correlate for self-transcendence. It must be part of their genes."